Welcome to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest and I.
Purpose of these episodes not at all for advice or medical suggestions. These are aimed to provide support to peer pharmacists in training in educational and intellectually stimulating ways. Again, these are not at all for medical advice or medical suggestions. Please see your local board and state certified health professional. The views of this podcast represent those of my guests and I.
Title: Echoes of the Past, A Caribbean Reunion Setting, A Serene Beachside Cafe in the Caribbean. The sun sets in the background as the waves gently lap against the shore. Two professors, one in oncology, Dr. Williams, and the other in neuroscience, Dr. Clark, both originally from the Caribbean and now renowned in their respective fields, meet after many years. They reminisce about their college days while intertwining technical discussions of their work. Dr. Williams, oncologist. Dr. Clark. It's been too long since our university days in the Caribbean. Do you remember those endless nights of studying and debating the mysteries of life and disease? Dr. Clark, neuroscientist indeed. Dr. Williams. Those were formative years. Speaking of which, your groundbreaking work on oncogenes is quite impressive. It's fascinating how these genes, once ordinary components of cell signaling, can transform into such potent drivers of cancer when mutated. Dr. Williams, thank you, my friend. The intricacies of oncogenes like RAS and MYC in cellular proliferation and apoptosis have profound implications in cancer therapy. But your exploration of neuroplasticity and its role in cognitive function is equally riveting. The brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, it's a remarkable defense mechanism. Dr. Clark, absolutely. Neuroplasticity has profound implications, especially in stroke recovery. Our understanding of synaptic plasticity and long-term potentiation has grown immensely since our college debates. Speaking of growth, isn't it intriguing how both our fields deal with the concept of uncontrolled growth, be it neural connections or cellular proliferation? Dr. Williams, quite right. In cancer, this uncontrolled proliferation is often due to dysregulation of the cell cycle. Key checkpoints governed by proteins like P53 are bypassed. It's a rogue system, really. I often think of it as a car without brakes. Dr. Clark, apt analogy. In neuroscience, we see a somewhat similar dysregulation in neurodegenerative diseases, where protein misfolding and aggregation, like in Alzheimer's, disrupt normal neuronal function. The tau proteins and amyloid beta plaques are the culprits here. Dr. Williams, it's all about balance, isn't it? Just as in oncology, where angiogenesis fosters tumor growth by supplying nutrients through blood vessels, in the brain, angiogenesis is crucial for neurogenesis and cognitive health. Dr. Clark, indeed, the parallels are striking. The blood-brain barrier, for instance, so crucial in protecting the brain, can also be a formidable obstacle in delivering therapeutics for neurological disorders. Dr. Williams, the same challenge exists in oncology. Delivering chemotherapy to tumors without harming normal tissue is a delicate balance. Targeted therapies and immunotherapies are making strides, though. Dr. Clark, yes, and in neuroscience, advances in brain-machine interfaces and neuroimaging techniques have opened new frontiers. Functional MRI, for instance, has revolutionized our understanding of brain activity. Dr. Williams, just as next-generation sequencing has in cancer, revealing the genomic landscape of various cancers. Personalized medicine is no longer a distant dream. Dr. Clark, it's fascinating how our paths, though different, converge on the fundamental quest to understand and heal the human body. Our Caribbean roots provided a strong foundation, didn't they? Dr. Williams, they certainly did. The Caribbean's vibrant culture and diversity fostered an environment of curiosity and resilience, qualities essential in our research fields. Dr. Clark, well said, my friend. Here's to our continued journey in unraveling the mysteries of the human body, and to the Caribbean, our beautiful starting point. They raise their glasses in a toast, the ocean breeze carrying their laughter as the sun dips below the horizon. End of dialogue. Cancer is a disease of the genome, cells gone rogue, they start to roam, autonomous growth, evading controls, angiogenesis, metastasis, the story unfolds. DNA mutations and repairs in question, genes and pathways, their interconnection, regulating gene expression, transcription factors at work, epigenetic changes, cancer's lurking perk. Growth factors and oncogenes, signaling their way, cell cycle checkpoints, where they sway, tumor suppressor genes, keeping growth in check, apoptosis and chemotherapy, their deadly wreck. Stem cells and differentiation, the key to understanding, WNT and HH pathways, their commanding, metastasis, the invasion and spread, angiogenesis, a blood supply to be fed. The immune system's fight against the invasion, inflammation and infections, a correlation, nutrients, hormones, gene interactions profound, targeted therapies, new hope to be found. The cancer industry, drug development's race, pharmacogenomics, a personalized embrace, cancer vaccines and technologies advance, microarrays, imaging, a future stance. In this detailed content, knowledge is shared, a foundation in molecular biology, prepared, a holistic approach to understand the disease, with therapeutic strategies, hope will increase. In the world of cells, a story unfolds, a tale of cancer, mysterious and bold. With 30 stanzas, let's take a dive, into the biology that keeps us alive. In every cell, a nucleus resides, holding DNA where secrets hide. Chromosomes and genes, the blueprints of life, in cancer's grasp, they're caught in strife. Mutations arise, both silent and loud, in oncogenes, they're not allowed. But when they do, they break the chain, and normal cells start to wane. The tumor suppressors, guardians of the cell, when harmed, they can't perform well. P53, the keeper of the gate, fails to act, sealing the cell's fate. Cancer cells proliferate, fast and free, ignoring the rules, they refuse to see. The signals to stop are blatantly ignored, as the cancerous cells begin to hoard. Angiogenesis, the formation of blood vessels new, feeds the tumor, helping it to accrue. With nourishment plenty, it grows in might, in the body's landscape, a dominating sight. Metastasis then begins its course, cancer cells break free with force. Traveling through blood and lymph, they go, to distant lands, sowing seeds of woe. Breast, lung, colon, or skin, cancer finds its way within. No tissue spared, it invades with ease, in its mission to spread the disease. The hallmarks of cancer, six in all, unveil a story that makes us appall. Evading death, replicating without end, in this biological warfare, signals bend. Apoptosis, the programmed cell death, is bypassed, as cancer steals the breath. Cellular suicide, a fail-safe no more, allows malignancies to score. The Warburg Effect, a curious case, where cancer's metabolism takes a different pace. Preferring fermentation, an inefficient path, it thrives in environments devoid of wrath. Cancer stem cells, a theory proposed, where cancer's roots are deeply enclosed. Resistant to treatments, they silently wait, to relaunch the attack, opening the gate. Immune evasion, a deceptive skill, cancer uses to bend the will. Hiding from sentinels that roam within, it thrives unnoticed, a sinister win. In this battle, science is our sword, research and knowledge, our accord. Targeted therapies, immunotherapies, too, in the fight against cancer, they're our crew. Yet, amidst this struggle, hope does shine, in every lab, in every line. For understanding cancer, in all its might, leads us closer to winning the fight. So here we stand, in awe and fear, of a disease so complex, yet crystal clear. In our journey to conquer, to understand, we walk together, hand in hand. 30 stanzas to tell the tale, of cancer's journey, in detail. A story of biology, of life gone astray, in our quest for a cure, a brighter day. Title, The Molecular Biology of Cancer, Unraveling the Complexities. Good afternoon, esteemed colleagues and students. Today, we embark on an insightful journey into the molecular biology of cancer, a topic that stands at the forefront of modern medical research. At its core, cancer is a disease of the genome. It arises from alterations in DNA that disrupt the normal balance between cell proliferation and death. These alterations, known as mutations, can be inherited or acquired due to environmental factors such as tobacco smoke, radiation, and viruses. To understand cancer at the molecular level, we must first consider the structure and function of DNA. DNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, is the blueprint of life, encoding the instructions necessary for the functioning and reproduction of cells. In cancer, mutations in DNA lead to the production of abnormal proteins, or the misregulation of protein expression, fundamentally altering cellular behavior. One key aspect of cancer's molecular biology is oncogenes and tumor suppressor genes. Oncogenes are mutated forms of normal genes, known as proto-oncogenes, which when activated, can drive the uncontrolled growth of cells. Examples include the RAS and MYC genes. In contrast, tumor suppressor genes, like TP53 and RB1, function to inhibit cell growth and promote apoptosis. When these genes are inactivated or deleted, uncontrolled cellular proliferation ensues. Another crucial element in the molecular biology of cancer is the concept of genomic instability. This refers to an increased tendency of the genetic material within a cell to undergo mutations. Genomic instability is a hallmark of cancer cells and arises due to defects in DNA repair mechanisms. It perpetuates the cycle of mutation, leading to the accumulation of genetic alterations that confer growth advantages to cancer cells. The process of metastasis, where cancer cells spread from their site of origin to distant organs, is also underpinned by molecular changes. This involves alterations in cell adhesion molecules and the extracellular matrix, enabling cancer cells to invade surrounding tissues and enter the bloodstream. The epithelial to mesenchymal transition, EMT, is a key process in this aspect, involving changes in gene expression that convert non-motile epithelial cells into motile mesenchymal cells. Cancer's molecular biology is also characterized by the evasion of the immune system. Cancer cells can modulate the expression of immune checkpoint molecules such as PD-L1. Thereby inhibiting the immune system's ability to recognize and destroy them. The development of checkpoint inhibitors, which block these molecules, has been a significant advance in cancer therapy. Moreover, the role of epigenetics in cancer cannot be overstated. Epigenetic modifications, such as DNA methylation and histone modification, alter gene expression without changing the DNA sequence. These changes can silence tumor suppressor genes or activate oncogenes, contributing to cancer progression. In conclusion, the molecular biology of cancer is a complex and rapidly evolving field. Understanding the genetic and epigenetic alterations that drive cancer is crucial for the development of targeted therapies. As we continue to unravel the molecular intricacies of this disease, we edge closer to more effective and personalized treatments, bringing hope to millions affected by cancer worldwide. Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to our continued exploration of this fascinating and vital subject in future sessions. Scene: a modern academic symposium setting, a bustling university auditorium. The stage is set for a unique event, a science rap battle. The lights dim, and two spotlights focus on the center stage where a neuroscience professor and an oncologist stand, microphones in hand, ready to engage in a dramatic and educational rap battle. Host, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ultimate showdown of science. Tonight, we have two brilliant minds ready to spit facts in a rap battle like no other. On my left, the master of the mind, the neuroscience professor. And on my right, the cancer crusader, the oncologist. Let's kick it off with the neuroscience professor. Spotlight focuses on the neuroscience professor. Neuroscience professor, rapping yo, listen up, as I break it down, I'm the brain boss in this academic town. Synapses firing, neurons in action, unraveling mysteries with satisfaction. We delve into memory, emotion, and thought, with fMRI and EEG, we've fought to understand disorders, Parkinson's to depression, our research brings hope, a true life lesson. Neuroplasticity, ain't that a thrill? The brain can change, adapt, and skill. From axons to dendrites, it's all electric, neuroscience, y'all, it's just epic. The crowd cheers as the spotlight shifts to the oncologist. Oncologist, rapping alright, let's shift the gear to the world of oncology, lend me your ear. Cancer, the foe, we battle each day, with chemo, radiation, in every way. Cell cycle gone wild, DNA's a mess, we're decoding the genes, aiming to suppress. Metastasis, angiogenesis, it's a complex fight, but we're armed with knowledge, shining bright. Personalized medicine, the new age key, targeted therapy, setting patients free. Breast, lung, colon, or skin, we're in it to win, against cancer's din. The crowd erupts in applause. The host steps forward. Host, wow. That was a face-off of intellect and rhyme. But this battle isn't over yet. Let's hear some back and forth action. Round 2, let's go. Spotlights dance between the two professors as they engage in a rapid-fire rap exchange. Neuroscience professor, in the brain's depths, lies the mystery of sleep, restoring, rejuvenating, memories to keep. Oncologist, and in cancer's realm, we're decoding the genes, personalized treatments, conquering unseen. Neuroscience professor, from Alzheimer's to addiction, our research is vast, unlocking the brain secrets, from first to last. Oncologist, oncogenes, tumor suppressors, the intricate plot, in the cancer battle, we give it all we've got. The rap battle concludes with a final flourish of words, the crowd cheering wildly for both professors. Host, what an incredible display of science and art. Let's give it up for our neuroscience professor and oncologist, the champions of knowledge. The stage lights brighten, the professors shake hands, and the crowd continues to cheer, inspired by the fusion of science and rap. Fade to black. In the world of cells, a story unfolds, a tale of cancer, mysterious and bold. With 30 stanzas, let's take a dive into the biology that keeps us alive. In every cell, a nucleus resides, holding DNA where secrets hide. Chromosomes and genes, the blueprints of life, in cancer's grasp, they're caught in strife. Mutations arise, both silent and loud, in oncogenes, they're not allowed. But when they do, they break the chain, and normal cells start to wane. The tumor suppressors, guardians of the cell, when harmed, they can't perform well. P53, the keeper of the gate, fails to act, sealing the cell's fate. K53, Cancer cells proliferate, fast and free, ignoring the rules they refuse to see. The signals to stop are blatantly ignored, as the cancerous cells begin to hoard. Angiogenesis, the formation of blood vessels new, feeds the tumor, helping it to accrue. With nourishment plenty, it grows in might, in the body's landscape, a dominating sight. Metastasis then begins its course, cancer cells break free with force. Traveling through blood and lymph, they go, to distant lands, sowing seeds of woe. Breast, lung, colon, or skin, cancer finds its way within. No tissue spared, it invades with ease, in its mission to spread the disease. The hallmarks of cancer, six in all, unveil a story that makes us appall. Evading death, replicating without end, in this biological warfare, signals bend. Apoptosis, the programmed cell death, is bypassed, as cancer steals the breath. Cellular suicide, a fail-safe no more, allows malignancies to score. The Warburg effect, a curious case, where cancer's metabolism takes a different pace. Preferring fermentation, an inefficient path, it thrives in environments devoid of wrath. Cancer stem cells, a theory proposed, where cancer's roots are deeply enclosed. Resistant to treatments, they silently wait, to relaunch the attack, opening the gate. Immune evasion, a deceptive skill, cancer uses to bend the will. Hiding from sentinels that roam within, it thrives unnoticed, a sinister win. In this battle, science is our sword, research and knowledge, our accord. Targeted therapies, immunotherapies, too, in the fight against cancer, they're our crew. Yet, amidst this struggle, hope does shine, in every lab, in every line. For understanding cancer, in all its might, leads us closer to winning the fight. So here we stand, in awe and fear, of a disease so complex, yet crystal clear. In our journey to conquer, to understand, we walk together, hand in hand. 30 stanzas to tell the tale, of cancer's journey, in detail. A story of biology, of life gone astray, in our quest for a cure, a brighter day. Cancer is a disease of the genome, cells gone rogue, they start to roam, autonomous growth, evading controls, angiogenesis, metastasis, the story unfolds. DNA mutations and repairs in question, genes and pathways, their interconnection, regulating gene expression, transcription factors at work, epigenetic changes, cancer's lurking perk. Growth factors and oncogenes, signaling their way, cell cycle checkpoints, where they sway, tumor suppressor genes, keeping growth in check, apoptosis and chemotherapy, their deadly wreck. Stem cells and differentiation, the key to understanding, WNT and HH pathways, their commanding, metastasis, the invasion and spread, angiogenesis, a blood supply to be fed. The immune system's fight against the invasion, inflammation and infections, a correlation, nutrients, hormones, gene interactions profound, targeted therapies, new hope to be found. The cancer industry, drug development's race, pharmacogenomics, a personalized embrace, cancer vaccines and technologies advance, microarrays, imaging, a future stance. In this detailed content, knowledge is shared, a foundation in molecular biology, prepared, a holistic approach to understand the disease, with therapeutic strategies, hope will increase. Title, Echoes of the Past, a Caribbean reunion setting, a serene beachside cafe in the Caribbean. The sun sets in the background as the waves gently lap against the shore. Two professors, one in oncology, Dr. Williams, and the other in neuroscience, Dr. Clark, both originally from the Caribbean and now renowned in their respective fields, meet after many years. They reminisce about their college days while intertwining technical discussions of their work. Dr. Williams, oncologist, Dr. Clark. It's been too long since our university days in the Caribbean. Do you remember those endless nights of studying and debating the mysteries of life and disease? Dr. Clark, neuroscientist indeed, Dr. Williams. Those were formative years. Speaking of which, your groundbreaking work on oncogenes is quite impressive. It's fascinating how these genes, once ordinary components of cell signaling, can transform into such potent drivers of cancer when mutated. Dr. Williams, thank you, my friend. The intricacies of oncogenes like RAS and MYC in cellular proliferation and apoptosis have profound implications in cancer therapy. But your exploration of neuroplasticity and its role in cognitive function is equally riveting. The brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, it's a remarkable defense mechanism. Dr. Clark, absolutely. Neuroplasticity has profound implications, especially in stroke recovery. Our understanding of synaptic plasticity and long-term potentiation has grown immensely since our college debates. Speaking of growth, isn't it intriguing how both our fields deal with the concept of uncontrolled growth, be it neural connections or cellular proliferation? Dr. Williams, quite right. In cancer, this uncontrolled proliferation is often due to dysregulation of the cell cycle. Key checkpoints governed by proteins like P53 are bypassed. It's a rogue system, really. I often think of it as a car without brakes. Dr. Clark, apt analogy. In neuroscience, we see a somewhat similar dysregulation in neurodegenerative diseases, where protein misfolding and aggregation, like in Alzheimer's, disrupt normal neuronal function. The tau proteins and amyloid beta plaques are the culprits here. Dr. Williams, it's all about balance, isn't it? Just as in oncology, where angiogenesis fosters tumor growth by supplying nutrients through blood vessels, in the brain, angiogenesis is crucial for neurogenesis and cognitive health. Dr. Clark, indeed, the parallels are striking. The blood-brain barrier, for instance, so crucial in protecting the brain, can also be a formidable obstacle in delivering therapeutics for neurological disorders. Dr. Williams, the same challenge exists in oncology. Delivering chemotherapy to tumors without harming normal tissue is a delicate balance. Targeted therapies and immunotherapies are making strides, so. Dr. Clark, yes, and in neuroscience, advances in brain-machine interfaces and neuroimaging techniques have opened new frontiers. Functional MRI, for instance, has revolutionized our understanding of brain activity. Dr. Williams, just as next-generation sequencing has in cancer, revealing the genomic landscape of various cancers. Personalized medicine is no longer a distant dream. Dr. Clark, it's fascinating how our paths, though different, converge on the fundamental quest to understand and heal the human body. Our Caribbean roots provided a strong foundation, didn't they? Dr. Williams, they certainly did. The Caribbean's vibrant culture and diversity fostered an environment of curiosity and resilience, qualities essential in our research fields. Dr. Clark, well said, my friend. Here's to our continued journey in unraveling the mysteries of the human body, and to the Caribbean, our beautiful starting point. They raise their glasses in a toast, the ocean breeze carrying their laughter as the sun dips below the horizon. End of dialogue.
Thanks for listening to the podcast series The New Student Pharmacist, where we discuss chemistry and pharmacy, as well as leaders in pharmacy careers, community, and chemistry and pharmacy research. We encourage you to support the work we are doing and follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts by subscribing for free. We are so glad that you were able to tune in today. Note, the views on the podcast represent those of my guest, and I take care and all the best.
These views do not reflect the guest or interviewee today. These are solely the views of the original podcast host. This is my father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hands the wonders wrought. 2 Corinthians 5:20 We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. With that in mind, if you are curious about the growing success or progress of the podcast host, or any of his guests who are persons of faith, here is an optional open invitation to hear the gospel. In the words of Tim Keller, here is the gospel, quotes is, the gospel is this, we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe, yet at the very same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. So if you are interested, feel free to pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name. Amen. If you believed that, you are now saved and a child of God. Take care. God bless, and look for Bible teaching churches or gospel-based churches to grow and develop in Christ.